Many of us have this dream of being this ideal Muslimah, but we instead feel fake because we're unable to control our own emotions. Can you imagine our own body and we can't control it? Our own tongue, the words that come out of our mouth, right? The thoughts that race through our head, anger, frustration, anxiety, rampant, and what was supposed to be a peaceful Muslimah life. But what can you do about it? Well, today we're not only going to tell you how to master your anger, we're going to give you some tips related to the particular time you are in your life. Let's go. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast, the place you come to get a little bit of a pick-me-up, a little bit of advice, yeah? I'm your host, Mindful Muslim. 25 years experience in helping Muslim sisters worldwide, kind of like a big challah to the community. We are now, thankfully, thanks to you, at 6 million on the podcast. And when we are talking to women in 150 countries, you think what they experience and go through would be vastly different, but it's not. In fact, I get the same types of calls and questions all the time, and one of them is based on how to master your anger or anxiety, because it can be debilitating. Like, let's just face it. If I'm constantly angry and frustrated, like, my chest is tight, my muscles are tight, maybe I need a good massage, I'm just annoyed and frustrated with the world, I just feel tense. Now, that usually leads into bad sleep. Bad sleep means for a bad day the next day, which is just another onslaught of anger and frustration because you're just moody and the cycle goes on. Or maybe it's anxiety. Maybe you're just truly worried about some situation you have. Could be a job, could be money, could be a marriage. At the end of the day, it has you worried. What if, what if, what if? Well, today we're going to start with the anger piece because Rasul, he did say, don't be angry, don't be angry, don't be angry. And it wasn't just because, oh, this is some Islamic rule I should follow, some great advice of the Prophet. I feel like, oh, I can't even do it. You know, it's funny. It's not even just that. I've learned over the years to really trust our deen. And I'll tell you why. SubhanAllah, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks us to do something or the Prophet asks us to do something we can't see the wisdom, or we're like, yeah, that'd be great for somebody else, but me, I'm dealing with this. But then I always come to find later on, there's this beautiful benefit. Like, for example, I was watching this every once in a while. I like to watch like documentaries with my husband. I know that's pretty geekish, but we do it. And we were watching one on how to live to be 100. It's on, I think it's on Netflix. I'm not sure. I'm not promoting anything. And they is this gentleman, and he traveled all around the world to see what were the common things that people who had longevity had. And it's so funny because when they got to Japan, where, you know, in Okinawa, where some of the people lived the longest and the healthiest in the world, on top of these other places he went to, one of the first things the elderly woman said as she's reaching 100, she said, don't be angry, don't be angry, don't be angry. And she's not a Muslim. She said, this is one of the secrets to my longevity, my good health, my happiness, the peace in my heart. I said, oh my gosh, that is so so interesting to hear non-Muslims agree with the Prophet. And this woman is reaching 100 and she's giving part of her longevity secret to this hadith. SubhanAllah. So when the Prophet, peace be upon him, suggests something, it's not just because it's a good manners or you're going to go to hell if you don't do that. Literally, it's for our own benefit. So as you listen to the podcast today, I'm going to talk to you really quick about what happens to your body when you're angry. Then I'm going to tell you kind of, you know, some of the things that can happen if we don't get control of our anger, because I think it's important to highlight where it's creeping into our life. It's not just our mood. It just stretches out into other areas. And there could be problems that you're having right now that you don't realize in your life are linked back to this anger. And I want to make that connection for you. And lastly, I'm going to tell you exactly how to master your anger. This is something that we do regularly with women. This is probably maybe 5% or 10%. I'm giving you a sneak peek today into of a bigger course called How to Master Your Emotions. And we have this with tons of other free classes on the website, www.mindful-melissama.com. If you go to the classes and courses section, you'll see the free class for that and the full course. So the last thing is for you guys who are asking, mentorship is closed. I know, I'm so sorry, guys. Tons of you guys registered. We actually have no more seats and we are totally full. We do a free mentorship coaching a couple times a year, and this one is closed. So thank you, all of you who applied. And lastly, for the book club, cannot wait to see you this weekend. It's Saturday, 11 a.m. EST, 4 p.m. GMT. All right, so let's dive right in. Now, first of all, anger is not just an emotional state. It's very physical. And if you know anything about being angry, you felt it like in my shoulders, maybe it's in my neck, I'm getting chronic headaches from my anger, whatever it is, you feel it, right? And it's this fight or flight response, right? The adrenal glands pump stress hormones and adrenaline and cortisol through the body. It's meant to save you. It thinks you're in danger, right? Heart rate's accelerating, your blood pressure elevates, breathing faster and more shallow, body temperature rises. Who knows, maybe even you're sweating, right? Your body is angry. You're angry. You're telling your body, we're angry, we're in danger, something's upset. Now, it's totally normal. It's a healthy emotion, and it's neither good nor bad. Isn't that interesting? So if it's not bad, why are we told not to do it? Well, here's the thing. When we are in the state of anger, we don't see things clearly. We don't make the best decisions. In fact, we make a lot of mistakes and often sin. So it's kind of like the lesser of the evils. It conveys a message, though, that a situation is upsetting us or threatening us or making us feel threatened. And that is the wisdom. See, anger is wisdom. It's secretly a gift. So if you unpack the anger and use it to help the quality of your life, as opposed to become a victim or let it control you. See, that's where the prophet, peace be upon him, is talking about. When you get it into a place where you can't control it and you're like, ah, and he's like, no, don't be angry, don't be angry. Because you're supposed to use it as a signal, a sign. Like when you go to the doctor and he's like, what are your symptoms? And you're like coughing, fever, right? Anger is a symptom of something else. The question is for you, what's really bothering you, right? It's normal to feel angry when you've been mistreated or wronged, right? It becomes a problem when you express it in a way that harms yourself and others. So really quick, I just want to just mention, in case we're not aware, some really strong effects of anger. There's physical health issues, mental health, career, relationship. I mean, we can go on. But prolonged anger leads to lack of health, headaches, suppressed immune system. You usually get sick more often. Are you sick a lot? Isn't that crazy? High blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, gastrointestinal problems like stomach problems, insomnia, skin problems, and more. So isn't it crazy? So if you're currently having those health problems, who knows? Maybe it is linked back to anger. Only you can tell that as you unpack what I'm saying. Now, there's some myths and truths about anger, though. There's some myths that I shouldn't hold in my anger. It's healthy to vent and let it out. Well, yeah, kind of, but there's a better way to do it than just blowing up on people, right? Anger, aggression, and intimidation help me earn respect in what I want. No, that's really, it's not really what it does. So instead, what we want to think about is suppressing or ignoring anger is unhealthy, but you don't have to let it out, okay, in an aggressive way. Outbursts fuel the fire and reinforce the anger. And respect doesn't come from me bullying people or showing them my strength, okay? But they won't respect you if you can't control yourself. Because the truth is, if you're having an angry outburst, that means you don't have control. Huh. It means you lack control. And this goes for parents too. So I told you I was going to give you some tidbits about like different points in your life. All right. So if you're young and then you're yelling towards elders, it means not only do you have no respect, even if they're wrong, because you still should say something, but just not that way, right? It just means you just really are immature and lack control. And I know that's a big statement to say for people and be like, oh, no, she did it. No, but here's the thing. I've had young people talk to me very smooth, cool, and calm, and they were dead right. And they controlled their anger, and that made them look so powerful. And I was like, ooh, mashallah, barakallah. So you can say that thing you want to say, sis. Just don't do it anger, because then it looks like you're out of control. Maybe the other person's being angry. Yeah, let them look out of control. Just let them do it. I had that with a boss once. I was woke up in the morning. Like I went into work early in the morning, and they called me to the office, and they were like, bah, 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 bah. They just started screaming at me, and I just sat there and nodded my head. Okay. all right, okay, uh-huh. And they're just like, ah! And I didn't go back at them because I easily could have, because they were totally wrong in a lot of things they were saying. And I said, can I make a suggestion or just ask a question? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, are you okay? Like, I was dead serious, because she was like, and then she almost like broke down in tears, and she's like, no, I'm actually having a marital problem, and I guess that wasn't the best way to explain to you what I'm trying to say. You know, like, you just look better when you are in control, right? So, and I'm not doing it so I look better. I'm like, we want to like diffuse the situation. How anger management can help you. Like, why should you care about getting your emotions together? Well, anger management is not just about suppressing your anger. And I'm not talking about sending you off to a class, okay? I'm talking about like right here on the podcast. So it's about understanding the message behind the emotion. So it's really more about, for you to get rid of your anger, it's really more about like, what in the world is getting you that angry? Oh, my husband, he's such a, no, it's not just the husband. It's something deeper. Maybe you're like really hurt in a way that, you know, maybe it stems back to your childhood. I'm not trying to get all like, you know, therapist on you. I'm just trying to say, sometimes it's deeper, or it's like, well, actually, I feel like I'm not respected in the relationship. Like, we'll be like, oh, he's such a, you know, he's such a bad husband, or he's such a this, he's such a that. But like, maybe it's that, it's this bigger thing. Like, I don't feel valued. I miss him and I don't feel he cares about me. Like, you know, like, is it something deeper? Or is it like parenting, right? You're screaming at your kid, right? Like, every parent has done it, right? Let's just be real. At the end of the day, why are you screaming? Why are you really angry? Because they won't listen. Is that really what it is? Or is it something else? What are you talking about? They just won't listen. It's annoying. I want them to stop. I want them to listen. I want to have a great day. Or is they're not listening something that you're taking super personal? Because that happens too in parenting, right? Oh, well, they should be listening. How dare they? Or, you know, why won't they just stop? You know, and we take it very personal, as if they're harming us. And this goes back to things we've been told as children. And so the goal here is to really effectively learn how to avoid getting angry, or when I get angry, to identify it as what it is. You're always going to get angry. It's just to catch it as it happens, as opposed to wait till the big blowout like we might be doing now, and being incredibly reactive, being more thoughtful, mindful, and responsible. And how do you do that? Hold on with me. But I just want to say, it's more likely to get your needs met when you're not angry. Like, you want to convey yourself to somebody else, saying it with an angry tone, just want to reiterate here, like, no one's listening. No one's listening. They're just like, oh my God, you're yelling at me. Even with my daughter, she does this sometimes, she gets upset, and I just look at her, I go, you're yelling at me. And then she goes, sorry, okay. I want to say that I'm really upset because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to just, like, say what it is. I'm like, I can't hear you. You're yelling. And it's ironic, right? She's like, oh my God, I'm yelling. You must hear me better because I'm screaming. Actually, no, all I hear is you screaming at me, so I'm not even paying attention to your words. So I say that even to my own children, or if that happens to you. So like, these are things we can say, right? So let's get some steps for anger management. Number one, kind of like what I've been talking about now, explore what makes you angry. Arguments are usually over small, silly things. There could be a bigger issue behind it. What am I really angry about? It'll help you communicate better. And number two, learn the warning signs. Everybody has different warning signs of anger. Recognize the signs in your body. For mine, for example, I'll be like, oh my gosh, the back of my, like I said, my shoulders and my neck tensing up. If I leave that alone and ignore it, by the end of the day, I'll have a headache. And that's when I know I've suppressed anger or frustration, or I haven't managed it. It happens sometimes because I'm just like, yeah, I got to keep going. I have things to do. Acknowledge that you want to explore your anger and be honest about it. Look for the physical signs so that you can be ready. So like, if I'm aware that like every time I get angry, my stomach hurts, that happens to people, knot in your stomach, clenching your hands, you know, your clammy hands, breathing faster, whatever it is, know yourself. That's the point, right? Explore what makes you angry. And look for the warning signs of it in your body. So as it's hyping up, you can instead go, oh, I need to go take a walk. I need to walk out for a minute. I need to take a moment to myself. And these are things we can do, right? And I'll talk about that. But know your trigger. Track your behavior. So I had this sister, she called me up last week, and she was really, really struggling as a wife and a mom. It wasn't just like one or the other. It was kind of a bit of everybody, like really challenging her. And she's like, I'm getting really upset. And I can't put my finger on it, but just like everything irritates me at this point. Because you know what? She's been angry for so long, or been frustrated or anxious for so long, that she cannot, it's like a mix of emotions, right? She cannot finger point it anymore, because this cycle has been created. So genuinely, what we had to do was have her keep a notebook for just a couple days, like 5 days, to identify those triggers. Another sister, same thing happened. She had an issue with her mom and it was really upsetting her, and she did it. She did the 5 days of tracking. And when you do that, I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth the world. You learn everything about yourself. She was able to then identify what to do next. And I did these on the consultation calls I do. You guys know I do these all the time. We have free calls. We have 45-minute calls, like bigger ones too, www.mindful-muslima.com. So after you do that, you're able to calm yourself down, stop the anger pattern as it's happening is the key. Instead of like having the guilt of the after effects of, oh, I just screamed at somebody and I feel bad. This was supposed to be a good relationship or a good day. You can stop it as it's happening. You could feel it welling up in your body because you've come to the point where you've been able to identify, right? Taking these moments for ourselves as women, it is key. Okay. No one's coming to save us but ourselves, and doing this is important. And, you know, once you realized that it's happening, you take some deep breaths. That's a way to slow your heart rate, by the way. I do that all the time. And then sometimes you got to walk away. Be like, listen, I have to walk away from this conversation, come back. And you need to ask yourself this question. I mean, in all honesty, is it really worth getting angry about? Is it worth ruining the whole rest of my day? Is it worth ruining my relationship? Is there anything better I could do about it? You know? Because at the end of the day, or is this response appropriate in the situation? The first answer is always yes, because you're already angry. But like, once you calm yourself down, you're like, nah, I don't think so. So then the last one is let your anger pass through you. And this is probably the best one. I want you to imagine if you're in a room with two doors, and there's a door on the right and there's a door on the left, and anger was about to walk through the room. Open the door, let it walk through, open the other door, let it out. Most of us are ignoring the anger, bottling the anger. The anger just stays in the room. Then it's just chilling, just hanging out with us, ruining today and tomorrow and the next day and the next. Some of us are holding on to anger that we're upset with family members for years. We never let it pass through. Stop thinking that you need to hold the anger to protect yourself or because that person deserves it. Focus on the present and being willing to forgive. Not forget, forgive. Because the longer you hold that anger is the longer you're going to live miserably. Know when to let it go. Now, for those of you who struggle to let it go, that could be a whole other conversation, but that's important. Another one is evaluate your self-care. Maybe you need a break. Maybe you're getting burnt out. You know, it could be that too. And laughing, it's the best medicine. Humor, playfulness can lighten the mood, smooth over differences. When you feel you're getting angry in a situation, try using a little lighthearted humor. My husband is amazing at this. I'm like so getting irritated. My husband looks, he turns to the kids, he cracks a joke. All of a sudden everybody's rolling over the floor and I'm like, like that's his thing. Laughter is his medicine. He's always joking around. Don't get me wrong. He knows when to be serious, but he does opt for, he's like, I'm just trying to lighten the mood. I'm like, okay. And I get all like confused for a moment and then I'm like, oh, then I have to give in because he's funny. But it's important to laugh with other people. No one to ask for help. You know we're here for you. www.mindful-muslima.com. I hope that was a little window into anger this Friday. I was able to help you. And if it's not a Friday, you listen another day, it's okay. Just to recap, we talked about what happened in our body when we get angry. We talked about understanding anger and how it is a symptom. It is helpful. It's telling us something deeper is happening. What is really bothering you? And getting a hold of that, right? We talk about the effects of anger and how it gives us all these health problems and emotional and mental and like health breakdown problems, these myths of I have to just let it all out. And you're like, no, there's better ways. And we talked about how to manage it and these steps about exploring what makes you angry and learning the warning signs and knowing your trigger, calming yourself down in a way that works for you. And everybody's different with that one, right? And letting your anger pass through you and how that can, you know, really help you. And who knows, maybe you're just burnt out. Evaluate your self-care. And laughing is a good medicine. And that's another one, by the way. The people who had longevity, they laughed a lot. They said, I take life light. I don't harbor on anything too long. And I make sure I laugh with friends. Like they just really had such a great formula. Now, there were other things that they did, but Those were pretty, pretty key. And know when to ask for help, guys. I know these are things that we'd love to do on our own, but you do not have to be a superwoman. The Western world will make you believe that you're supposed to do it all and do it all alone. And that is completely un-Islamic. And we are a community. We are here for one another. Love you all for the sake of Allah. You have a great rest of weekend. Don't forget to see me at the book club. It's totally free. 11 a.m. EST. I put a link if you're not already in it, because we could still just let anybody come in. It's just to be with each other as sisters and talk about. We're doing the power of da'a, right? So that's such a good one. It's on the website on the first page, www.mindful-muslimah.com. It is there, and you just join. And then you'll get the email link to join us. It's like a private link, all right? Talk to you guys soon. Assalamu alaikum.